Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Scientists got together, and for a reason I don't really understand, decided to make sonically the worst song in the history of the world.
Well, that is no easy feat. I mean, because there have been some really, really, really terrible songs.
Now, the full song is 22 minutes. We will not do that at all.
Okay.
The song includes an accordion, an opera singer who's rapping, bagpipes, at one point a choir chanting about holidays, and an angry woman yelling into a bullhorn.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds like headache medicine.
You might want to check out on this one.
What is this called?
It is called... Does it have
Or is it just the worst song ever by the scientists?
I think that's what it is.
Okay. I mean, because all those things that combined don't necessarily make a bad song. I mean, Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers is like 20 minutes, a great song. Certainly, there have been great songs that have an accordion in them.
The article that comes with it says, it was my personal understanding that it had already been adjudged that UB40's diabolical Red Red Wine was, in fact, by science, the worst song in history.
That is a gem of a song.
I like that song.
Yeah. What? I might even go so far as to call it a banger.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're kidding.
About the banger? Yes.
About Red Red Wine being a good song. It was fine when Neil Diamond sang it.
The Neil
British
Diamond
reggae.
Version
oh,
sucks.
On. What, as bad British reggae? You think that sounds better?
Red Red Look, Wine was a giant hit.
I'm a UB40 purist.
I didn't say
I don't like any
it's
of the
terrible.
Remakes of his there. There. The music.
The music, yeah.
I don't know if UB40 is a person or a band.
It seems like it'd be a band.
Group. Yeah, it's a group.
To me, UB40 and the Fine Young Cannibals, always the same band. Mm. No reason why that's the case, but in my brain, that's the
totally
case.
Totally different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
agreed.
Both great.
Anyway,
yeah.
This is a supercut of this song, and this is only a 1 minute supercut, and they cut out the first 4 minutes of the song.
Good start.
Pretty bad.
Okay, you know, this feels like ending credits to a Western done by Monty Python.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Happy Trails-esque.
Yeah.
Kind of video game vibes, too, a little bit.
Yeah. One where you're in a really weird world right now, and your character kind of walks drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, we've switched genres a bit.
Now, I know this is a super cut, but in the actual track, does it blend better or is it that abrupt going from
one? I don't know. I did not have the courage nor willingness to listen to the 21-minute cut. I'd like to stop now. I don't know how much time's left, but I don't want to do it anymore.
I think it's got a pretty good groove.
No, they're
it's like an amusement park.
It
sounds like
the
worst. Calliope.
They're saying it's the worst song ever, but they're not trying to make a song.
No, they're just mashing together.
My kids could make this.
It sounds like one of the terrible, weird, buried tracks on the White Album, like a bad, like a bad version of the Beatles being weird
when they were all really high.
Yeah.
Acid's a hell of a drug.
Like Revolution Number 9.
Let us never discuss that again.